I'm going to sit down here so that all of you can see this. Okay. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about giving and receiving. Did you know that part of giving is receiving? And I've told you in the past, in one of my stories, that I love to give and share with people. But what I didn't tell you is I have a really bad fault. I'm not so good at receiving from other people. Sometimes when people want to help me, maybe I get a little proud and say, oh, I think I can do it myself. And when they offer me love and food and gifts, it's not that I don't want what they have and it's not that I don't love them, but something inside me freezes up and my feelings just don't know. I don't know how to deal with the feelings inside, so then I don't always accept what they have for me. Now, I want you to tuck that in the back of your mind for just a minute, and I will come back to that while I tell you about Kelly and Bailey. Now, Bailey was the cutest little lab, black lab mix, and her owner's name is Kelly. And my husband and I met Kelly and Bailey recently. If you can see this map, Kelly lives over here in Vermont. They're on the other side of our country. And Kelly hitchhikes a lot, and she needs to be safe and not hitchhike anymore, so she decided that she would get a car. So she looked on the internet, and she found a car. And so she had to go all the way from Vermont clear over to Washington to pick up the car. Now, the one thing that Kelly did not know was anything about cars. And the man who sold her the car really took advantage of her and ripped her off. Took most of her money. And she drove from, let me turn this way, Washington, up here, down to here, not too far from where we live. And that's where my husband and I met her. Her car was dead on the side of the road. She didn't really want to accept help from us. She was okay. But she was beside herself as to what to do. Her phone was almost dead, so she couldn't really spend much time on her phone. She had about $20 in her wallet. She was sleeping in her car because she couldn't afford a motel. She didn't have much food with her, just enough to get her snacky food to get her down to California, her next destination. And she didn't know what to do. And when we offered her help, she didn't quite want to take it. But when we finally convinced her, your car isn't going anywhere, and we would love to help you, she began to cry because she couldn't believe that we would be willing to help her. She had no family and friends close to help her. And so Kelly and Bailey hung out with us for a little while, and she recharged her phone, and she began to make phone calls. And when the mechanic told her that her car needed to go to the junkyard, she began to make other calls and try and figure out how to solve this situation. And those calls weren't helping her either. So my husband and I talked, and we decided it would be cheaper and safer and easier for us just to take Kelly and Bailey down to California, where they were going. And so that's what we began to do. And as we took her back to her car to pick up all the things that she owned, it appeared, was pretty much in two backpacks. She had to unload some of that stuff because now she had to pack whatever she had. And she had a few books, and they're heavy and they're awkward. And so she left her books in her car. But she wanted me to take this. This is her New Testament. Well, I didn't want to take this because the one thing that I did know, that this was the most valuable thing that she owned, even though she may not realize that. But then God spoke to my heart, and he said, she is trying to pay you back and do something for you for what you are doing for her. So I had to swallow my pride, and I took her Bible. And as we were going down to California driving, she offered us the little bit of food that she had. Well, I didn't want to take her last food. Neither did my husband. But God spoke to me again, and he said, she is trying to share with you the little that she has. And so I took some of what she had. And as we were just about down to California, I had been praying, God, I have her Bible now. Is there something that we can give to her that will help her learn about you that she will accept? And he said back to me, the last time he spoke to me that day that I remembered, was, give her Kathy's Bible. Now, Kathy is my sister. And I had a little Bible like this that was hers. It was very close. It looked very much like this. And I kept it in my glove box, and it was very special to me. One, because I want to have a Bible everywhere I go, because you never know when you're going to need one. And because my sister Kathy had died, and my brother-in-law gave that to me after she died, so it was very special to me. And I said to God, if you will help Kelly to take this Bible, I will give it to her, because I know that that's what my sister would want. And when she found out that it was my sister's, she didn't want to take it because she knew it was special to me. And I said, but my sister would want you to have it. And so she took it. And now my prayer is that one day when we are all in heaven, that Kelly will meet my sister Kathy, and she will say, I am here because I found Jesus in your Bible that I read. Now, I'm going to take you back to what I told you to tuck into your mind. Remember how I could be proud and be afraid to take things from people? We do the very same thing to God. When God wants to help us, we say, I can do it myself. And when he offers us things, gifts, and his love, sometimes we're afraid to take it because we're afraid of what he's going to ask us to give up to take what he wants to give to us. And sometimes we're afraid of what he wants us to do because it's scary. But I can promise you that just like God gave Kelly a better Bible than she had to begin with, because the second Bible she got was the whole Bible, God will give you something much better than you already have. And he will be there with you to help you do whatever it is he wants you to do. He will never leave you. So I hope that you guys will learn to be givers and receivers from God. Can I pray for you? And then you can pick up the offering in the overflow and then the little trays. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you always supply our needs, that you love us, and that you are just waiting to give us good gifts. Help us to learn to accept the things from you that you have for us, to share them with others. Bless these boys and girls in just an amazing way as they grow up, knowing you and loving you. In your name, amen. Thank you. You can go back to your seats.